This is Ted Kennedy. One of President Bill Clinton's most important responsibilities is Supreme Court appointments. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with all the hoopla over cabinet appointments, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that the most important appointments a president makes are likely to be his choices for the federal courts, especially the Supreme Court. Over the past 12 years, Presidents Reagan and Bush made a systematic effort to stack the federal courts with right-wing judges. The result was a shocking series of retreats and U-turns in many areas of the law, especially basic rights and individual liberties. The constitutional right to abortion was sharply cut back. Its very existence was left hanging by a 5-4 thread. Laws are the wise restraints that make us free, Al. One of President Bill Clinton's most important challenges is to do justice by appointing better judges.
Yeah, right, pal. Clinton's idea of appointing better judges is to make certain they can pass his special interest litmus test on abortion. Never will any president in our nation's history have such a narrow and appeasing appointment philosophy in terms of kowtowing to a single special interest. Ted, abortion rights are very important, but America sure wants to know if some left-wing, wide-eyed Supreme Court nominee is going to give ever more power to the federal government at the expense of the states, or if he or she might strip Americans of their Second Amendment rights to bear arms, or take a broad axe to our Fifth Amendment rights and give Uncle Sam the power to confiscate private property, or if they're going to let the victims of crime play second fiddle to convicted violent criminals. Americans are pretty passionate about these and some other issues too, Ted, and it's time Bill Clinton heard it all. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether college football should scrap the bowl games for a new playoff system. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.